These are uncertain times in a nation whose economy is the second largest in the European Union. The stakes are huge. There are warnings that leaving the 28-member bloc may cause the British pound to lose 15% of its value and bring the resignation of the country's prime minister, whose mandate depends on whether Britain listens to him and votes to remain.
And if we choose to leave, we can leave. But let's be clear, if we do leave, that's it. We're walking out the door.
For such an important election, many voters complain there has been too little solid information to make a decision and too much scaremongering and grandstanding by both sides. Flotillas of the Leave and Remain camps recently faced off on the River Thames. For months, the Leave campaign has been hitting the streets. Its arguments are based largely on immigration and the belief that Britain has handed control of its borders to a European superstate.
The UK has lost control over migration. We have to accept anyone into this country if they have an EU passport, no matter if they have a criminal record or not. We are not allowed to say no to people, and that's damaging for the security of the UK, but it's also putting pressure on jobs and opportunities for young people.
The murder of Joe Cox, an anti-Brexit pro-immigrant lawmaker, allegedly by a far-right extremist with a history of mental problems, had a sobering effect on both campaigns and on voters.
I think that there has been a lot of bad feeling because of the way that both the Leave campaign, the Brexiters, and the Remain campaign have acted.
Polls since the June 16th murder show the Leave camp losing ground, but both sides still very close ahead of a referendum that many believe may change the course of European history. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, London.